You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We did this because we see that our organisation has a lot of women in it. We have women from all walks of life, all walks of ordinary life, and like cis woman, trans woman, lesbian, bisexual woman, Māori woman, migrant woman, working woman, students, beneficiaries. And we work and we rent and we struggle and we feel the effects of the current state of abortion laws in New Zealand, which is very restrictive. And so it was put forward because we felt that this is something that really affects us, but it's also something that we want to push a conversation on.
Mm.
Not just on abortion rights, although that is our key demand and that is something, again, that many of our members feel, but reproductive rights more broadly, and that can include a whole banner of things, a whole range of different things that restrict our access to reproductive freedom. So one of those things can include the fact that it's really expensive and difficult to have a baby, and so many people may feel that they might want to keep a baby, but they are pressured to have an abortion because they aren't in a position to take care of it. And no one should have to make that choice. We should all have access to the means and the services and the community support available to raise happy and healthy children while still being able to make informed choices about whether we want to carry that child ourselves necessarily.
So this the conversation around abortion in particular, that obviously has been in the news recently and being talked about by the government because there are proposed reforms and I guess a likely change in the law. You said you want to start a conversation and there is a demand for those kind of immediate changes, but this is as you say a broader demand, in the sense that actually you just want women to be able to control, you know, what they do with their bodies.
Totally. Basically, I think that the state of abortion rights and abortion access in New Zealand is really embarrassing. And it makes me angry that it's taken this long for Parliament to even seriously put it on the table. In 1978, I think, there was a march down Lambton Quay's Parliament against the same laws we have now, arguing that they were too restrictive. And 40 years later, the situation hasn't changed. It just makes me really angry, A, that it's only being put on the table now. We don't already have this right, this really basic right. But it's also frustrating that when it does come to a conscience vote, 62% of the MPs in Parliament are cis men who have never needed and never will need an abortion. And they're all on very high salaries, so many of them wouldn't feel the struggle that ordinary women who don't have a whole lot of time and money on their hands would feel when they need to go and jump through all those hoops to access an abortion. So I think that's how the government has managed to sweep it under the rug and act like it's not a problem when it really is. But also, yeah, most people who have abortions, they are already mothers, in fact, so they just don't want another one. Actually, this is a really poignant issue, because I remember reading, I think it was Women's Refuge broke a story recently about something called reproductive coercion or reproductive control, and basically pregnancy is used as a form of domestic violence. So there's women who can't have abortions and their partners don't want them to, and so they are sort of controlling them and saying that they have to have this baby. They're also trying to force them to get pregnant, and then our doctors and our medical institutions are really ill-equipped to actually support them, because abortion is still in the Crimes Act, and so by our law the husband is in the right, which is completely awful. There's a lot of real, genuine suffering that's happening as a result of these laws, and it basically tells us that our bodies don't belong to us and that our bodies exist to serve the needs of others, which we feel not just in the healthcare, but rape culture as well, in all sorts of areas in which women in particular are affected and hurt.
In terms of organised Aotearoa's position on the proposed changes by Parliament, where do you guys stand on that?
Yeah, I can't remember which model is which, but we support a choice-based model, rather than like a health-based one. So we believe that the decision should ultimately be with the person who wants to keep the baby or wants to have an abortion. It should be up to the personal choice of the person carrying the baby.
So you think that the changes do go far enough?
If we get a choice-based model, then that will be all right, yeah. But again, just getting abortion rights doesn't go far enough, because there's a lot of other areas under the banner of reproductive justice. There's a lot of things that fall under the banner of reproductive justice, and some of those include access to contraception. So, like, not just, you know, condoms and the pill. The condoms are easy enough to get. The pill is easy enough to get prescribed. But there are people I've talked to who would really like that kind of stuff to be over the counter. And also IUDs, getting IUDs installed. And for a trans whānau, a lot of them aren't told how their fertility will be affected by particular medication that they might need, or hormone blockers or anything like that. And so their fertility is affected a lot of the time, because doctors just aren't educated or knowledgeable about the issues that they're facing. And so, yeah, so around fertility, around contraception, and around the economic situation, which needs a radical restructuring if we are going to all be in a position where we can make informed choices without feeling the pressure of our economic situation to decide whether we want to have a carry a baby and raise a baby.
So what are you hoping to achieve with the March for Reproductive Rights?
We just want to get a bunch of people who care about this stuff together and organise a kind of proactive march on this issue, to just demonstrate that when we get together we can really push the narrative and push it forward. We pretty much just want to put the power in the hands of the people and say that we're not going to accept this situation. And I want people to bring their anger and their frustrations and their pain. And part of me also wants to give thanks to the feminists of the past who fought for this very same demand long before it was popular to do so, acceptable to do so.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.